This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The falling leaves,
Nat the King,
drift by the window,
Nat King Cole,
the autumn leaves,
that voice,
yep,
of red and gold,
smoked four packages of Cool cigarettes a day, died of lung cancer at the age of 46. Can you imagine smoking that much and still having a voice like this?
No. Some singers, it almost seems like some of them smoke to get a certain type.
Frank Sinatra smoked Camel cigarettes all of his life. And when he died at the age of 88, in his casket was a package of Camel cigarettes and a bottle of Chivas Regal.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a different era.
Yep. All right, let's not spoil the song. Crank it up there, James, will you?
Darling.
Great.
When autumn leaves start to fall.
Nice way to begin the hour, I hope you think. Lots of things change. In the radio business, most of the new positions start in the fall or in the first month of the year. Most changes happen. Actually, they've happened by now. September usually is one. And I think that happens in a lot of businesses, don't you? The end of the summer season, changes start at Labor Day. And the same is true after Christmas because people don't want to change or fire people or send them away. I was running a radio station in Boston, WEEI, for a couple of years back in the mid-80s, and I fired one guy just before Thanksgiving and another guy just before Christmas. And I remember the IRE, is a very heavily, excuse me, unionized shop.
Uh-huh.
All the announcers were members of the after union. So the shop steward, who subsequently became a friend of mine, I've known him and worked with him for many years. Actually, I haven't seen him for a year or so, but he was a well-known Boston newsman, and he was big into unionism, so he was the shop steward. And he came to me, and he said, "You have destroyed the lives of these people." And I thought to myself, okay, well, maybe it wasn't the best timing, Thanksgiving, Christmas. But in the case of one of the two people that I fired, he had been actually taking advantage of, he was a night guy and nobody else was here, so he was charging for 9 hours of work and did six. So, I don't know, it affected me. I didn't feel good about it, but I didn't think about it actually at all until he brought it up. Because I just thought, I'm doing my job, I'm protecting the radio station and its assets. And I suppose those things happen, but under the circumstances, I guess timing is everything. And so maybe this time of year from now on, not a great time of year to kick somebody to the sidewalk. That was the phrase he used for me. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was, 40 years ago?
Painted a colorful picture.
Oh, yes, yeah. Kick them to the sidewalk. What's the matter with you? All right,
I believe the kids today call that a curb stomp.
Yes, that could be. Artificial intelligence and what it's doing. I wanted to have Jennifer here, but it's worth a moment or two of our time as well. Jennifer's off today. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So, talking a little about my background in the radio business. Traditionally, certainly we have had human voices on the air, right? Since the beginning of radio, commercial radio, back in 1929, and from that time to this time, we have had real humans and real voices on the air. I think it's called engagement, right? You have a conversation back and forth. So we now have this artificial stuff, the AI. We've tried a couple of different routes. James has been creative, and he found some way of taking my voice, and it wasn't a recreation of my voice. It was actually my voice on an issue that I haven't talked about, but it was applied using artificial intelligence as to what I would say if, in fact, we brought the issue up. And I don't even remember what the issue was. I just remember listening to it on the air and thinking, that's me. And it was my voice that was taken to, you know, pieced together in a few seconds. Me, the answer that I might have come up with on whatever the issue was. I don't even remember what the issue was. But then before that, we had taken, I think Jennifer had done something on her program on KRLA. So I said, okay, let's try that here. James, you can pop in here if you want. Is that the Chat GP thingamabobber that we use for that?
Yeah, what so we use Chat GPT to generate text that you would say. And
yeah.
Then we use another app called PlayHT to take that all those texts, and I cloned your voice using some old audio, and then put that text in there, bada bing, bada boom, pops out in your voice with that text.
Bada bing. Okay, so that's one way, if you're interested in one-way radio. We used to call, when talk radio started, when I got into it, it was 1974, about this time, as a matter of fact, in the fall of 74, when I started doing talk radio, and it was at the time called telephone talk. It wasn't called news talk. It was called telephone talk. First it was talk, then it was telephone talk, because literally what would happen, because it was much as anything else, it was new. So people were fascinated with it. And so when the host would say, here's blah, 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 and this is what I think about it, or some hosts never did that. I think it was last week one day, I told the story about when I first started, first 10, 12 years, I never gave my opinion about anything. I didn't think that was my job. I thought my job was to bring information and have interesting people on the air. So I do a lot of interviews, mm-hmm. and yeah, I take phone calls. And so I got into the world. All of the interviews were on the telephone, so i.e. telephone talk. And now we have, quote-unquote, matured. But still, what we do here in terms of conversation, whether it's an official talk station or a lot of the morning shows on music stations, aren't music at all. They talk. They do, you know, their silly stuff, and it's fun, and that's what we supposed to, well, I think we're supposed to have fun even in the news talk world, but that's me. So it requires, however, a two-way conversation. Sometimes I don't like to take calls much anymore because it kind of slows down, if you will, what we're doing. You're welcome to 855-999-DOUG if you'd want to do that, but I don't engage like I used to with calls here, there, and everywhere.
Yes, yeah, and sometimes you never know where to go. I actually worked, my first on-air position was with a call-in talk radio show, and it was like a get help. It was the get help variety for teens and young adults, and every now and then, even with call screeners and numerous call screeners, sometimes people would still get through that were prank calls, and
yeah.
It takes away. So the thing that I learned about this, Doug, is with the voicemail, people can get straight to their point and have that conversation, have the voice heard, because it's so important for everyone to be represented and have their opinion, because everybody's opinion matters and on the different stories and the topics. And that's what's so wonderful about the voicemail and just leaving a message. And you can go ahead, get it. And even if you just want to say, hey, good morning, that's great, too.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good morning. I slept the whole night through. Good morning. And anyway, that's so where I was going with this in part, as we have this more dynamic digital landscape that is developing around artificial intelligence, one wonders how the artificial intelligence would react. Could you have a conversation? I have not heard of a two-way conversation because AI requires the bot to think, right? Is there a way that you could imagine? Maybe it will be developed, but there are some people that are trying to use AI and radio stations to replace paid voices, paid people, because that's the nature with some of the folks that have ruined this business in my mind, who are fairly documented way of kind of just killing the business. Anyway, I'm finding it hard to believe that any AI could have an instant conversation like you and I have with each other or with the, you know, I've heard the single voices, but I haven't had any opportunity. Maybe somebody can tell us through our social media at Good Day Networks that there is an example to an AI-driven conversation that has a, could two AI beings, if that's what they are, have a conversation with each other, right? Could you do that?
Do you want to?
No. No.
Can we just not?
I
just, I keep going back to that Will Smith movie.
I Robot.
Now I can't even think of the name. I Robot, yes.
I Robot, yeah. Yeah, nah. All right, in Texas, a man pled guilty to human smuggling. Tractor trailer, here we go. Remember this from a couple of weeks ago, the deaths of 53 migrants? So they found.
Was that a year ago? Was that only a few?
Was it that long ago?
It feels like it was a long time ago. Yeah, and
more than one of these has happened.
And after realizing, wasn't this the guy that was trafficking them? Was the driver, and then didn't get paid or whatever? So just walked away from the truck.
Left them in the truck.
Left them in. Yeah, left them shut in the truck.
Name is Christian Martinez. Has been charged with all those. He pled guilty to human smuggling, but not to murder. So at any rate, this is he. Somebody was going by and they heard these cries inside. Can you imagine the trailer? And somebody came to investigate and they found there were some people still alive, but there were 46 people inside that were dead. And so anyway, I think sooner or later, pretty much all of them died. So I think that's not enough for this guy. This guy should be in jail for the rest of his life, shouldn't he? Right? Don't you think?
Yeah. Huh? It's one of those things of like murder versus manslaughter. But when it comes to human trafficking, there is no gray area.
Okay. Well, listen, we're dealing with lots of different things in the ways that we seem to best be able to collectively deal with them. I wonder what artificial intelligence. This is going to be like, I wonder what Jesus would say, right? I wonder what artificial intelligence would do. 18 after the hour.
Got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for street. Amanda, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Good news. For the first time ever, SEMA will be open to the public. Mike Spagnolia says there's concerts, too.
SEMA show has always been the hardest ticket to get for car lovers because it's business to business. You have to be in the industry. And this year, on Friday, we're opening it up to consumers. So you can buy a consumer ticket to come to the SEMA show. And then Friday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday, Saturday night, we're moving across the street. We took another 42 acres down the road near Circus, and we're going to do SEMA Fest, which is an all-out consumer show that'll have, you know, we're going to have Hoonigan there, we're going to have Nitro Circus, we're going to have all sorts of bands and music that play through midnight. So we got Imagine Dragons coming, Incubus, Ludacris. I mean, there's over 20 music acts that are going to play Friday afternoon, Friday evening. So you can go to the SEMA show in the morning, walk the SEMA show, and then go down the road to SEMA Fest all Friday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday, Saturday night.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sob Up promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry! Visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Thank you. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doodly, 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 doo. It's 23 after the hour. I don't know where that came from, but it was on my mind and in my head. So, doodly, 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 doo. Into the social media department. 23 after the hour means in this hour, the same as every other hour of the Good Day program, we dig around. Sometimes we're into some of the gossip, the celebrity stuff. And then there is this story which is making the rounds in social media. The horror movie people, this is a person who earns a lot of money every month sharing her creepy makeup techniques.
Yeah. She's a right? passionate this is horror fan who learned how to do these techniques and shares it on social media and now makes a whole bunch of money.
Really? People want to learn how to look like some creep, then. It's basically
especially this
what it
time
is,
of
huh?
year, yes. Absolutely. It's spooky season.
Yeah.
And if people can do their own makeup rather than trying to hire somebody to do it and do a great job at it.
Six million followers on social media.
Uh-huh.
Unga bunga. She started a couple of years ago doing sort of benign stuff like Disney princesses and then changed stuff. I'm trying to remember where Jim Carrey's The Mask was. Was that mask like one of those things from a horror movie, or was it just
no, it was like
benign.
One of those silly kind of comedy
silly.
Things. Cameron
yeah.
Diaz was in it.
So now this lady does Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, the Grimm Brothers, the Grimm Tales. So there'd be a lot of Disney, you can imagine that, but other characters as well. She said she did a series of makeup inspired by emotions, one themed on anxiety. Wow. If you have a scary, you know, those horror movies, they scare the living hell out of me. I know you love them,
mm-hmm.
but you look at those faces, that most recent one with a weird face, the mask is white. Ah,
oh, God. Wait, the mask with white. I don't know that one.
No, the lines on the face, the mouth and the eyes are all surrounded. I think it's the same one you were just talking about. They put those on. But I suppose that's what... It is, at this time of year, people want to be scary.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, people have giant tarantulas in their yards and ghosts.
So where can people find that on social media if they're looking for ideas? She's making money, but she also has suggestions. Isn't she online on some of her social media sites, some of the things that she uses to promote herself on social media?
I didn't see that. Yeah. I mean, you really can just search Google for creepy horror makeup, and Natasha's channels will come up. She started it with her YouTube channel and then ventured off into other things.
Got it. All right, Ryan Cohen, who's a billionaire, largest investor in GameStop, taking over as CEO, board chairman, largest investor, and so now GameStop is going to, what is it, how is this going to change? This is all over social media as well, so they must use social media for their platforms, right? And the GameStop Corporation stock has gone up greatly. Most stock went down on Friday because of the worry about whether there's going to be a shutdown. Today, look for gains of 12-14% pretty much across the board. Anyway, back to GameStop. Do you use, what is GameStop? I don't know anything about
GameStop. GameStop is it's a store where you can go buy a lot of video games.
Is it a literal store or is it an online store?
Both, yeah. You can go to GameStop.com, but there are actual brick and mortars or stores in like strip malls and stuff where you can actually physically go in and purchase.
So this would be
walk out of the store with one.
All of the games basically that are available, they have them on the shelf, kind of like the old Netflix. Go ahead and pick any movie you want. This is a store you get any game you want. Is that what this is?
Yeah. They have the consoles and everything as long as they're still in. They also have additional items like collectibles, trading cards, kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
GameStop is probably the most prominent gaming store there is.
It is. Do you go there?
No, I don't play video games.
No. I just have, it's a whole new world for me. But I saw this and I thought, because it's all over social media, made for an interesting point.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House voted on a bill to keep the government open for 45 days and avoid a shutdown over the weekend. The Senate passed the measure Saturday evening after the House passed the bill to extend government funding after days of uncertainty. Before the vote, Representative Jamal Bowman, the Democrat from New York, pulled a fire alarm and stopped the government proceeding for a while. California Governor Gavin Newsom named Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler as Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement in the U.S. Senate after the longtime Democrat senator died last week at the age of 90. Butler will finish out the remainder of Feinstein's term in Washington ahead of the 2024 election. In a statement, the governor described Butler as an advocate for women and girls and a second-generation fighter for working people and a trusted advisor to Vice President Harris. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
But there's a full moon rise. Let's go dancing in the
Neil Young.
Because I'm still in love with you.
Wackiest guy in the music business. Yeah, this guy, Crackpot, he is crazy. But
entertaining.
He's always a part of Farm Aid. He and Willie got together quite long. What was it, in the 80s? Wasn't it when Farm Aid started? It was a week ago, Saturday, Farm Aid. They raised, I think it was $74 million or something. Pretty good number for farmers in need, which is really, when you get right down to it, what a disgusting comment on society. We have to have aid for farmers who provide us with our sustenance,
mm-hmm.
Right? What's the matter with our value system? Why is it that we have no respect for the people who, without their work, we'd be dead?
Yeah. Well,
No food?
So many people think that, well, I need vegetables. I'm going to go to the grocery store because from that is where they come.
Yeah, right. Man, the world is...
there's just something so amazing about going to a farmer's market or yep. going to a farm that has their own farm set out in the front or anything. There's this winery nearby. Ohio wine is not the best. I don't recommend it. But they have a farmstead right in front, and it has the best watermelon when watermelon's in season. The most amazing sweet corn. It is so good.
Watermelon wine. What is watermelon wine taste like? You ever had any? Watermelon wine.
I have not, but when I lived in Nashville, there was a winery that had a blackberry wine.
Yeah.
And it was too sweet to just drink or sip on, but it was really good if you poured it over vanilla ice cream, and I don't even like vanilla ice cream, but that was really good.
Yeah, syrup on vanilla ice cream is really very good. At butterscotch, I always want to take my plane flights to the back and forth from coast to coast. I always have an ice cream sundae, and I always put butterscotch on it. There's something about that. It feels like something special. So you're on a special trip. You have a special meal. You have a special dessert. Yum. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
So let's celebrate stupidity.
Okay.
Right? There's an 18-year-old youngster who's dead because he stood up through the sunroof while the car was being driven through a mall. So, hello, doesn't anybody, when you go through a mall, most of the parking garages are just that they'll tell you when you drive in that it's 7 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? So this kid, stupid as he was, opens up the sunroof and was traveling through the parkade. And there you go. See you later, alligator.
First off, the poor parents, because no parent should ever have to bury their child, no matter how old their child is, even if it's an adult child. Yeah. But what about the driver? How fast was the driver going in this parking garage? And was the driver not paying enough attention that...
No. 17-year-old driver, 18-year-old was the guy who got killed. There was a 15-year-old passenger that didn't do the same stupid thing.
Traumatic. Absolutely traumatic. That is heartbreaking. And unfortunately, I do believe the driver will be held accountable because they are in control. And when it does not matter your age. If you are in control of the vehicle, it is your car. You make the rules, you set the rules, you hold the rules. Do not even start driving unless everybody even buckles up. Mm-hmm. There's no way this child, this 18-year-old, could have been in their seatbelt and standing at the same time.
Nope. All right, here's some environmental information. First of all, the National Weather Service over the weekend has released the winter forecast for pretty much every area of the country. So for some of you, it's probably good news. For some of you, it may not be good news. I guess it depends on whether you like a deep freeze and lots of snow, because that's what winter is all about, kind of like the fall. You'll notice that most of the storms have subsided, because they usually do about this time of year. I thought the weather this year has been, other than the rain, and there are some sections of the country that have had drought, which we've had different sections of the country go through this the last 25 years or so. And we've had the weather. Our ground here in the Northeast is so saturated. I get stuck in my tractor yesterday trying to mow a field. It's just, I get angry. And I swear at the ground, and I think, well, I start laughing. I was on the tractor, and after I got annoyed, I started laughing to myself. Who am I going to yell at? What is it? There's nothing. It is what it is. So now, because of El Nino, the climate pattern is going to be influenced and different than it was under La Nina. El Nino out in the Pacific, the southern central Pacific. There's a lot of weather activity that starts because of this, and it affects the weather all across pretty much all across the Northern Hemisphere. So we have, apparently, because of El Nino, the temperature is going to be warmer, and we will have, at least where I am, through next March. Oh, we can already talk about spring. I'm ready to plant my spring garden already. Anyway, major challenge in the winter forecasting business is managing the influences of not only El Nino, but also the jet stream and all this other stuff. So they always make, it becomes conversational, but they always make excuses. Well, this is what happens if, and this will be what happens if that, and
this
so.
This is what we project to happen.
Yeah,
but it's also like, what the weather can change, and we're asking meteorologists to tell the future and be correct 100% of the time. And that is difficult. I mean, even just looking at Ohio weather, Northeast Ohio weather for winter, there's three different stories on it. Like,
really?
One is that El Nino will bring below average precipitation with above average temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
This means that Northeast Ohio could see a similar winter as last year with mild conditions and a lack of significant snowfall. Then you have another one saying that for the most part, the average, it will be less snowfall and it will be higher than average temperatures. But on those really cold days, it could be record-breaking cold days. And that's kind of the summer we had where it was a little bit of a chillier, not chilly, but we had a cooler summer. It wasn't super hot, but those hot days broke records with the heat, how hot it was. Then you look at the Farmer's Almanac that says the complete opposite, predicting cold, snowy weather, making a comeback this year. And we'll still have 4 months until the official start of winter, but the Farmer's Almanac got a head start with it and said, hey, it's going to be cold. You're going to have snow. Get ready.
Well, that's what my Farmer's Almanac, are you looking at the old Farmer's Almanac or just the Farmer's Almanac? Because there's two of them. And they don't usually
Farmer's Almanac.
Agree. All right, so that's the newer one. I'm just looking at the National Weather Service and AccuWeather, which is, I have AccuWeather on my my computer and also on my phones. And it tends to be pretty doggone accurate, down to the hour even. Usually it's an hour or two off when it comes to precipitation, or in the looking at the next day, it maybe it's like, for example, on Saturday, the suggestion was it wasn't going to rain until late in the day, and in fact it rained earlier in the day and went through in a couple of hours. But hello, who's expecting perfection here from this stuff? Mm-hmm. It's all subject to whatever's in the atmosphere. But I'm looking at the general forecast under El Nino, for example, up in Alaska, where we have three or four stations carrying this program. The above normal temperatures that have been there apparently will stay that way. The western third of the United States, the Northeast, the Great Lakes, part of the Southern Plains, Florida, and East Coast are going to see above normal temperatures. The greatest chances for above normal temperatures are on the north slope of Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, and here in New England, where there is a greater than 50% probability that we will have above normal temperatures. And normal is just an average. You know, the weather people, when they go on the air, they'll tell you the average for October is this.
Mm-hmm.
Precipitation, temperature, blah, blah, blah. And then it's all influenced by what's happening.
For that average?
I think, well, it depends on what the focus is. You go back to the 1880s when the records began to actually be formally taken. And then you look at, you know, the last 10 years, 20 years, 30, you can go back as much as you want. And oftentimes people who are trying to make a point about global warming will twist the information around to suit their needs, which is, you know, that's kind of what happens. But I see, the Farmer's Almanac, I'm just grabbing this here, says cold for New England. But the old Farmer's Almanac, see, I compare and contrast the two of them. The old Farmer's Almanac has the extended forecast with plenty of snow, but warmer temperatures. So, whatever, you take it with a grain of salt.
Doesn't it kind of feel like the seasons have shifted a little bit?
Yeah, of course. There is global warming. Things are changing.
Ooh.
Whether you want to call it global warming or not, whatever it is, the planet is changing because that's what the planet does. Sometimes it changes more quickly than others. I think the records, you go back and you dig into the core of the planet, and they go down 40 or 50 feet and take that core and examine it. There was an ice age, 18,000, 20,000 years ago, that literally started and changed in 14 years. Changed everything. So, anyway. Now, let's talk about what happens because of the weather changing. For example, in New Orleans, there is a problem with the water supply, And that's because the salt water has mingled with the fresh water. And so apparently they're worried about water being undrinkable. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which made a mess out of New Orleans reality after Hurricane Katrina, they had the levees that were supposed to hold the water back, the ocean back, and it didn't work. They broke. So what did these morons do? They rebuilt them on the same site, the exact same way that they were when they didn't work prior to that. So anyway, the Mississippi River's volume of water usually prevents salt water from the Gulf of Mexico to intruding into the upper delta. But because there's been a drought in the Midwest, the Mississippi River is way down. And so the salt water is going upstream, and it is a problem. And when there's more rain, it'll flush the salt out. In the meantime, I don't know how much water comes out of the, how much drinking water actually comes out of the Mississippi versus whatever they have there for reservoirs around up and down the Mississippi, but you can understand that. They would, not just the Mississippi, but wherever there is a waterway, a fresh waterway that drains into the Pacific or the Atlantic or wherever, whatever ocean, there's a commingling, right? The fresh water goes out into the salt water and it becomes salt water. That's what happens. But I will tell you, having been this, drinking salt water is not great for diarrhea, causes abdominal pain, that kind of stuff. So interesting to see how and when this is all going to change, and it'll be dependent on good old Mother Nature. 48 past the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health,
Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour Monday on the Good Day program, so it's time for us to visit the universe of one Tom Kreitler, Thomas J. Kreitler, Esquire. I don't know, your middle initial isn't J. What's your who knows, you know, with me. Came from wherever other things come from with me. So Tommy and his friend Leslie Segretti host the weekend program, The Money Pit, heard on a lot of these same stations. But beside that, they also have their podcast and they have their newsletter. Lots of information, and as a special added attraction, we have our listeners who send in questions so that Tom can answer them. Here's Tracy listening to the program, has wallpaper on top of a cracked plaster wall, and she wants to know how to fix the wall. Well, I'm just going to take a wild guess. You can't fix it with a wallpaper on it. How's my intuition, Tommy?
Well, look, she says her plaster walls are very badly cracked. Should she remove the wallpaper and repair the walls, or is it better to just sheetrock over what's there? Now, if the walls are really badly cracked, you're going to have a heck of a lot of repairs to do there. And, yes, you do need to remove the wallpaper to do that. When plaster walls get to be what I can only imagine now is very, very old, you can maintain them and keep them going, but if you get a lot of cracks, it's time to give up. And I do believe, having done this both ways, Doug, you know, do you tear off the old plaster and drywall studs the way a house would be built today, or do you put new drywall on top of the old plaster? I have determined that the second way is the better way to go. Because what I discovered was when you take off the old plaster and try to drywall over that, because plaster is put on wet and gave the tradesman the opportunity to smooth things out and level things out, even if the wall studs were not exactly plumb, then they can actually fix that. But with drywall, you can't. So I found it was a lot more work to go with drywall with having taken the plaster off, not to mention the fact that it's a heck of a messy job. So what I would do is, if the walls are that bad, is I would drywall on top of it. Now, you don't have to use half-inch drywall. You could use 3/8-inch drywall. That's available. And the only modifications you're going to have to make here, Tracy, is that when you get around outlets and light switches, you're going to have to extend those outlet boxes and switch boxes out so they're flush with the front of the drywall.
Mm-hmm. So I remember, because I lived in this farm area all my life, and the older homes, I remember when I was married, lived in one of the oldest homes in Framingham, and the plaster was applied to horsehair on top of slats. So when we were redoing, especially the ceilings, we just took the floor up in the attic, and I used a sledgehammer and just knocked all of that stuff down. What an ungodly mess. Amen. But the old houses...
You can have wet wood lath, you can have gyplath. Gyplath is what you're describing. It's kind of like the early version of sheetrock, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would put up these boards that were like around 2 foot by 4 foot, and then they would plaster on top of those. So those gyplath boards held the plaster. And actually, that is probably the hardest wall surface that was ever done. Because you can tell, if you just knock on those walls with your knuckles, you can hear it's kind of like ceramic,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
There's no give.
And you don't want to be breathing that stuff in no matter what. Do not breathe.
Well, if you're going to tear open a place like that, you definitely don't want to be breathing in all the dust and stuff that comes up. And by the way, to that end, aside from, having a mask, I always like to set up my fans in the house so I depressurize the room I'm working in. So in other words, if you had one room, and you had windows on one side, windows on the other, I'd put a box fan in a window so it was always pulling the dust out.
Yep, get it out.
And then leave a window open on the other side so that you had some makeup air, and that made it a lot more pleasant to work in that space.
At moneypit.com/podcast, you get some ideas for space saving in a small bathroom. We've all had experience with those damn small bathrooms. What do you do?
Yeah, that's right. We go through all the different options for small bathrooms and how you can make them feel a lot larger. So things like the fixture design, right? You can use corner showers, called quadrant showers.
Mm-hmm.
There are different sized toilets. There are storage options, for example, where you can store using the vertical space, say, on top of an existing toilet. You might want to consider using a flat top versus a round top. You know, there's lots of little tricks to the trade like that for picking up storage in a small space and getting everything in that small bathroom space that you need.
Yep. All right, so that tip you can get at moneypit.com/podcast. You also have the benefit of Tom and his expertise in the moneypit.com newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. And you also send us questions because the world is full of people who want to do it better in their home, and there's nobody better to help you do it better than Tom Kreidler at moneypit.com. Now, 59 after on Good Day.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.